All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
Come on, celebrate Jesus in the place. Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season as we continue to talk about Jesus. Welcome to family. Let's Talk Jesus live here with myself, Pastor E. And yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we will reach, we will push, we will grow through our testimonies that we can learn how to go deeper and how to go harder to make disciples through, not just by what we say, but by how our lives exemplify not our will, but the will of God. And yes, no matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus is able to transform your life. And it doesn't matter how big, how small, how little, how this, how that, what kind of sin someone may have condemned you with. Sin is sin. And Jesus can forgive you of your sins and your heals, and heal your wounds and change the whole direction of your life. Yes, we must become the righteous. What is righteous? Someone asked me that the other day. We're always talking about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. What is righteous? And I asked the Lord, and I studied, and righteous is just making right choices. And then we become healthy. Then we become productive Christians who directly submit and obey the will of God. And then you learn that following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Yes, the moment I met Jesus, can I testify? I'm not talking about when I went to church, and I'm not just talking about being a PK kid or going to services. I'm talking about when I met him on that road. It may not have been Damascus. It was Compton Boulevard, Long Beach Boulevard, them hood places that where I met him. When I finally met Jesus one-on-one, I immediately had to share the love, and I had to also share the same opportunity that he gave me, that you could be saved and loved also. Yes, 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 yes. God is no respecter of person, and what he did for you, he'll do for me. And yes, the Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I cannot start nor end a broadcast on that principle that God loved the world in its mess. And I know we think we church folks and it didn't encounter us, and we may be excluded from that. Well, we were still part of that world, because the Bible says while we were still sinners, he came. Now we can go and share that great love and message with others to follow Jesus. And I think we're now moving in the right direction. Thank you for joining us this evening for Let's Talk Jesus. This is a little dynamic show. We're not going to be long. And I'd never say that, because I'm always obedient to the Holy Spirit. But this is going to be a brief broadcast. I could tell by the numbers already that one of our headliner broadcasts is affected by the holidays. And so be it. We need family, and we need We need to be about love. Amen. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. But in this segment here, we're going to talk about the crossover orientation. As you all know, we're getting ready. Oh, my God. We are getting ready for a dynamic explosion of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Just signed, sealed, and delivered today. 24 hours straight. Remember, we only made it a 10. We only made it 10 last season, but I filled in for two extras just to complete at least 12 hours. Well, oh, glory be to God. We just got the last fill in to confirm our schedule. I want to give you that schedule as we get ready to start here. And I'm praying that every minister is here live or going to be listening to this broadcast on the archives, because this is the crossover orientation. And yes, we have a full-fledged lineup. Yes, we have Minister Monique. We have Apostle Barbara. We have Evangelist Wylett. We have myself, Pastor E. We have Bishop Keith Irelands. We have Pastor Dwayne. We have Minister Sir Ryan. We have Apostle Deborah. We have Pastor Dwight. We have Prophet Dwayne. We have Evangelist Lystra. We have Minister Carlos. We have Pastor Barbara. We have Minister Terry, Evangelist Serena, Evangelist Virginia, Minister Rashad, Pastor Gary Jackson, Minister Larigas, Pastor Ed Collins. Oh my God, my brother, Apostle Dietrich, Pastor Apostle Evangelist William Whitfield, Minister Evangelist Charlene, then Dr. Julie Hitchens in that last hour before I end this out. So we're going to have a full 24-hour crossover revival this season, and I am so excited because God has now increased us double fold for where we were last year. And for all of our team members and covenant partners that have followed us and have made this commitment with us, we honor you and we thank you, because I know my life is not the same. I know my life has been changed. It has been rearranged. It has been, watch this, renewed in my mind. Oh, hallelujah. And that's what the crossover revival is. This is, as I said, the orientation. We're going to talk about a couple things that we really in our heart have, God has given us a standard for to go forward. And we people just said yes. Didn't even ask, what is it? What is all this other than the crossover? And I gave a short synopsis of it. I'm going to go a little bit deeper so we all know where we come from, where we are, and where we're going. Oh, my God. It's time. I got my bags packed. I am ready to cross over. Oh, you know what? That's why we have to learn to stay in God's time. We get too ahead or too behind, but we have to learn to follow him. New Beginnings, season 2018. It is built off of learning how to transform our lives. Remember, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Well, if you look at how this world has been designed, it was designed on a left to right plane. That's called horizontal. Horizontal plane from left to right. It began at zero and now it's at 2000 and we're going into 2018. See how it continues to evolve. That is a horizontal plane. But when we become new creations in God, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore, oh my God, we're talking to anyone, that anyone crowd. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new again. It becomes more prevalent when I read Romans 12 and 2, when it says, be not conformed to this world, horizontal, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind vertically. Oh my God, I had to look to the hills when every moment, every message, every principle that God is showing us is to now change directions. And most of us continue to live the horizontal life, going from 2001 to 2002 to 2003, and we continue to experience the same highs and the same lows. But when you become a new creation in Christ, meaning you have gotten out of yourself and you have begun again something that has never old been done before ever. This is Jesus. I get on that one, and my team and my covenant partners know it. Something never ever done before is the definition of new. So if I'm a new creation, that means something I've never done before. If I'm a new creation, it's something I've never said before. If I'm a new creation, it's nothing I've ever thought before. Because no longer is it my mind, but it's the mind of Christ that is in me. When I change directions, somebody high five and say change directions. When I go from a horizontal plane, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, to a vertical plane where the Bible says kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, that's a vertical connection. But we know that Ecclesiastes is teaching us that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. Woo, Jesus, you know that you cannot pay attention to the left to right, but you now have to now press to get to a vertical plane, which now begins a new season in your life. This may be the first time that this teaching and this principle has been revealed. But when you begin again, you now are no longer walking from left to right. You have taken a leap of faith to go vertically with God, because you can walk by faith and not by sight. See, the crossover means we are no longer doing something that the physical can even acknowledge or identify with. That's why before you can make the crossover, you have to leave the old behind. See, the Bible says you cannot put the old in the new or you destroy the whole principle of new. Definition. Here, let me give it to you from the dictionary, from Webster. Because I know I may say it a little bit too fast, something never, ever, ever done before, talked about before, looked at before. You ain't even discussed it or had a thought about it before, because watch what the logo says about it. The letter, it says not existing before, made, introduced, or discovered recently, or now for the first, when or now for the first time. See, when you are trying to receive new from God, it can't be something that's been already. It can't be something that is existing, that has been seen or experienced. It must be looked at from a new perception of vertical plane, because it's something that I can't identify with, because it's still a mystery to me until I go vertical. See, if I don't change directions and I'm still expecting to see the vertical blessings of God's word, but I'm still seeing it in a horizontal plane, I will only have just that. Trying to repeat somebody else and do better than somebody else, or trying to take from somebody else. Oh, somebody high five me there. How many times have we always seen something that looks so attractive that we want to take it? Some by force, some by other means. Instead of being knowing God and knowing what God has for me, oh my God, is just for me. But it can't look like you. It can't sound like you. It can't resemble you. It has to be God. Who is the light that changes things, that makes the old new, that separates darkness? When you look at God vertically, you say now, oh, I can really see him, instead of a picture on the wall or an object or a description. But now through a vertical, oh my God, sense realm, where now it's his will that's being done on earth in me as it is in heaven. See, the crossover means that you, that me, we have to go to work. I cannot and I will not attempt to cross over or help you cross over until I learn how to leave my old self behind. No. I know some people are like, no, she made me do it. It was, see, before you can really release your old, you have to know everything lies on you. No matter how bad it was, no matter what the situation was, we have to take full responsibility for everything. Because if we don't take full responsibility, we can never forgive. And we'll never leave behind our sins. Big, little, small, sin is sin. If you could just get that out the way, do this with me tonight. Swish. Every time I say sin, swish, it's all the same. Swish, it's all the same. So go on, just keep talking. Sin is sin. God is not going to have a chart. God is not going to look at a scale. He's not going to say, well, you did this and you did that. Well, you come here and you did. No, sin is sin. He is looking for us to become sinless. Watch this. When you leave behind sin, you can now leave behind your fears. Because fears now always come from your unforgiveness. Unforgiveness results from your past failures. Past failures come from your lost dreams. And it all begins by unfinished commitment. See, sin comes from us not following instructions. Sin comes from us not abiding by the word of God. Sin comes from us trying to do us instead of doing him. And then we become fearful. Then we are consumed by unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, unfinished commitments. But family, we must put it behind. Draw the line of no return. And how do we do that? By taking responsibility. I sinned, and I know I've been saying for 20 years, I did it because of so-and-so. I did that because I wanted to do it. I know they pushed me a little bit harder, but I really did it because I wanted to do it. No, I know. They didn't twist my arm. I said they did, but they really didn't. I got in that car on my own free will, and I knew what was going on. I know I told my mama this, and I know I told my mama that, but let me just be real with you, God, today, because he already knows, but confession of your sins, and then you can be forgiven of your unrighteousness. But confession means you have to speak it out of your mouth. Oh, yes, I take full responsibility. That was not them. Oh, no, I know I blame them. I blame them, but it was me. Now, maybe this is not you. I know we may have a couple of few perfect folks on the broadcast tonight, but for those of us that are still working in progress to go to another level, I know that was me. And I was not able to grow or to be released because I still did not forgive. Didn't let anybody off the hook. I relied on that praying grandmother. Oh, thank you, praying grandmother. You got me through. Praying mommy, you got me through. Praying daddy, you got me through. But it has to become a time and place for each and every one of us that we let everybody off the hook and start sowing seed back in them before they go home to Jesus. That's a whole nother message. Leaving the old behind, sin. When you leave your sins behind, you leave your fears behind. Unforgiveness is left behind. Past failures are left behind. Lost dreams are left behind and unfinished commitments. Don't you know how many things that you said you was going to do that you did not finish? And you think just because that person's not in your life anymore, or you're not at that job anymore, or you're not at that church anymore, that it's over? No. The Bible says that everything God has done in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 16 and 17, everything God has done is final, complete, over. But he requires, watch this, your past, an account of your past. You do not get off the chain just because you say you're saved. Oh, I'm going to the crossover revival and it's going to be No. You got to fix some things and go to work. So now you are now found holy and acceptable in his eyesight to say, I am now in Christ Jesus. Because you cannot, watch this, go to the other side when you're still in you. Therefore, if anyone is what? In Christ Jesus. You cannot be in Christ Jesus and still be operating in the past. The way it used to be. What you think is right. How you figured it out. It has to be a total surrender to say, I am in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation. See, you can't change it. You can't add to it. You can't take it, but you can show, make it personal. Or at least I do. My name is all up. I got Edward everywhere. Oh, yes, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away in my life. Behold, I am new. Because when I become new, when you become new, watch this. You don't do things the way you used to do. You do things according to the will of God. Because now all things are new again. If you want to know what we're talking about on the crossover, all things are new again. Oh, not your house, not your car, not your job, not your relationships. Watch this. But the number one thing when you cross over and leaving the old behind, Minister Terry, I know you already know, obedience is the first example of newness. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry for somebody out there who's looking for the riches and the gold and all the answers to build the physical and the material parts of it. But crossing over has nothing to do with worldly things. It has everything to do with the spiritual. Because I become new again in obedience. I have a new dedication. I have a new commitment. Oh, my God. I'm moving in a new passion. See, when I get a new passion, I have a new purpose. Now I have a new vision. And now, oh my God, I have new results. Somebody say, well, what do you mean by new results? Look what the Bible says in John 15. He says, verse 2. Well, let's just read. We're going to read about five verses here in John chapter 15. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. But watch this. We'll go to another level. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear how much more fruit. Watch this. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears, somebody clap your hands and say, much fruit. See, in the realm of much fruit, you know you're productive. You know, when your word goes forth, you're not looking for the exoneration of people. You're seeing the see the example working through others, not by how you tell them what to do, but how they see what's working through you. Oh, my God. See, when I am truly connected to the true vine, it means I initiate abiding in him. And he says, his word will abide in me. Let's rush down to verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. What better way to start a day new again by abiding in him and letting his word of obedience, dedication, commitment, passion, purpose, vision, and results. If you're not seeing results, you got one little apple. Or one little pear, and you're not seeing the results of much. I'm not saying you're doing anything. Well, I can't put it like that. Oh, my God. You're doing something, but you're not doing what God says we should do because we should be producing much fruit. Now, you say, well, Pastor, you don't have all my car's better than yours, and yours is this. That's not the fruit. We're looking to have the results of the fruit of the Spirit. That in you see a difference. In our communications of crossing over, we're getting on one accord because I'm not trying to give you something that's just straight from me. This is from God. Don't you know you have to change dimensions? I know the Bible says put on the whole armor of God, but don't you know he's preparing you to go to another dimension? Third dimension is nothing but physical. The fourth dimension is nothing but principalities and powers, rulers of darkness and stuff that look like God. The fifth ultimate dimension is something that we have to learn to connect to and stay connected to vertically. And we run left to right. We run right to left. We run left to the right. We get ahead or behind God, and we expect God to move. But we need, oh, my God, to get in line with him today. Say, no longer my time, but his time. No longer my will, but his will. The enemy came to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. So a lot of people ask me that. They're like, man, I really want to know, Pastor, what does that mean? I had to go to the Lord. What'd he steal from me? I still got a little money. I still pay my bills. What'd he steal from me? The church keep telling me what'd he steal from me, and I'm doing okay. I still got my house. I'm doing okay. I'm not going bankrupt. I'm all right. Why they keep telling me that something's been stolen or killed from me? See, that's where we have to understand that when you go vertical, you never, ever, ever, ever weigh God according to the world's way. You go to the highest place. What did Colossians chapter 3 say? If you have been raised with Christ, no longer seek those things which are on earth, but seek those things which are above, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father. When? Right now. See, we've been celebrating the birth. We've been celebrating the happiness and all those things. But as I've been sharing for a week prior to this, if we really preaching Jesus, we ain't talking about the birth. We're talking about the life in Jesus. That I am new again in my obedience, my dedication, my commitment, my passion, my purpose, my vision, and my results because of Jesus. Because that's what he was about. He says, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you shall do also. A lot of us is trying to do all that physical stuff that was done. Don't you know it began with prayer? And from prayer, it went to obedience. Or prayer, it went to dedication. With prayer, it stayed in commitment. With prayer, you stay in passion. With prayer, you stay in purpose. With prayer, you stay in your vision. And you will have much results when you pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's reproducing. Oh, my God. Pastor Gary said today, he said, that's the thing we do. We preach, we talk, we don't pray enough. Do we get tired of talking to God? I got checked there too. I always want to say what people want to hear and not pray. Now, you guys know how I roll around here. I believe every word spoken, I'm praying right now because I don't have a script or a format. I have the word of God in my notebook in front of me, and I let the Lord flow through me that I can watch this. Hear him through me. Yes, you think some people think, yo, that boy that lost it. Yes, I'm up on the corner of this room watching God use me and listen every word without even breaking a sweat to this word that is flowing about crossing over because it's for me. I have to get my life right. And I have to know that if I'm wondering what's been stolen, it has to not be the physical. No, he's not. He's after your mind. To kill, to steal, to destroy. That you can't have the mind of Christ. Don't you know he cannot produce? Don't you know he cannot kill? Don't you know he cannot manifest anything? He can only draw you near. He can only try to convince you other. He can only try to distract you. Oh, but when you get off of the horizontal plane and you start to look at the vertical plane of God, you know, oh, I have to get in that place to know that he'll make all things made known to me when I study the new Romans chapter 1. Read the whole chapter. I'm not even giving verses tonight. I'm putting up some studying because we need to be ready for this crossover beginning next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, going all the way until 9 Pacific Standard Time on the first, 24 hours. But we need to be ready. And when you know that when all things are made known to you, that you know only one person created, the Colossians chapter 1, read that. It'll teach you, go to 15 and 17, but that all things were created through him. John 1, read it. Nothing that was made without him. Oh, my God, we're talking about Jesus. Yes. Now faith is the substance. What kind of faith are we talking about? We walk by faith and not by sight. If I follow Jesus, I must have the faith of Jesus. Deuteronomy 28, you remember, you can hear it, but not through your physical ears. You have to hear it through the spirit. So you can now see it in the spirit and learn how to do it. And if it's my physicality that needs to get set aside, then I need to pay attention to my spirituality. What did he steal? Most of us have lost our birthrights. Birthrights that make us feel like we're no good. The birthrights that certain words that have been spoken into our lives make us feel like we're no good or no worthy. Certain people that continue to come around that remind us of the stuff they said we were no good at. Birthrights. See, when you take back what the enemy has stole, you must first make a plan to take back. Woo, I need my territory back. I need my position back. And I'm not just coming for a part-time. I'm coming back to take over the whole ownership. I need my birthrights back. Somebody say, what's my birthrights? Number one, don't you know that he doesn't want you to be confident? Confidence in God. No condemnation. For our courage toward God is confidence in God. That is not our will, but it's his will. Somebody need to say, so be it. See, that's confidence. He's coming. It's confident. I'm working towards the place that has been done for me. I'm confident because I'm not only just full of grace, but I'm full of grace and truth. Remember, they go together. That I can get my courage back. Courage in God strengthens my mind. Psalms 31. See, if we think courageously in him, we can do all things. Because now I get my hope back. See, hope in God is without difference that when or how or how. It just know that it's going to produce. That's faith in God. Through hope. But faith, what? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith. Not tomorrow or not yesterday faith. Right now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Stop looking. Facts are in rebellion of faith. If it's in the physical and you grab it right now, that's not faith. That's facts. God is looking for us to not see what we can touch and what we can tangibly prove, but to walk on water that everybody else say they can't see. I was sharing with Prophet Dwayne the other day. We were just manning up to each other, and it was like, man, you know, we get stuck in the miry clay. My God, we still moving, but it's just it's not as fast as we normally go. That miry clay, but holds us down a little bit. Don't get up as early as we used to. Don't move as much as we don't go as much as we used to. Oh, it's time to get up. See, when you cross over, you get out the miry clay, and you understand it didn't become clay without water. Woo, somebody need to learn to walk on water out the miry clay, because on top of the miry clay ain't nothing but some water. That revelation came to me, and I was like, it ain't got to be a deep lake. You could be in the miry clay and just get up out of there by faith and walk on water, because you got to keep your eyes on the prize. That is new. Now something. Oh, no. I don't want to try to retell the story, because the newness of Christ is something never, ever been done before. And what he's given us is what he wants us to have. I'm not trying to rewrite something that's already finished. I'm not trying to recreate something that's already been created. Oh, but he can create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in me when? Right now. See, I got to do some transformation. And I know we talked about leaving those things behind, but here's five steps that we're going to leave this with today. That if you need to know how to get to where I've been talking about, here's five simple steps. Let's call it the process to righting the wrong. The process to righting the wrong. Minister Terry, can you put that in the event on Facebook? The process to righting the wrong. Number one, you must recognize sin. It can't be something somebody told you about. You must do a self-evaluation and recognize your own sin. Not your record, not what people say, not what they know. No, you must confess your own sins. And the only way you can do it is by recognizing it. Yep, that's me. Let me take it. And get a piece of paper. Somebody need to get a long piece of paper because it took me big notebooks. And if you learn how to start doing journals, them journals never end. Woo, Jesus. But I'd rather go on and just confess it first and write it down before I go do it. And then you say, man, why'd you do that? Because you must recognize sin, number one. Once you recognize sin, now you must have remorse for sin. See, remorse means you now feel the pain of, oh, that was, oh, well, how did I do that? How did I, can't believe I, they said that about me and I denied it. See, when you remorse, you're now really in truth now. You're really in truth because you really are experiencing the lie that you were. Once you remorse for your sin, now you must turn away from sin. What's turning away from sin? Completely. Anything that is not pleasing to God, who is sinless, I must turn completely away from it. We call it a 360. But on top of that, you got to, now watch this, multiply it, because when you turn away from sin, you have to turn completely to God. That's a 720. And once you've turned to God, now you must have restitution for your sin. And then, and only then, can you confess your sin. Oh, my God. See, there's some levels for us to go to really work in the process of righting the wrong. I know 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 tells us about the newness and going over into what God is doing, but it also tells us about the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 18, it says, now all things are of God. Whose? Get out the way. See, when you cross over, you already know you're just a vessel. Oh, my God. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of I'm just going to stop right there. Oh, my God, has given us the ministry of reconciliation. What's the biggest purpose of crossing over is that we can reconcile. What is reconciling? It's righting the wrong. It's the process of righting the wrong. And we must, first of all, recognize my sin. I had to recognize my sin. Now, I'm not just giving you guys something that has not worked for me, because these are principles that are in my walk. I'm not throwing rocks or bricks. It may step on a toe because you're just like me. But we must first recognize our sin. Remorse for our sin, turn away from our sin, restitution for our sin, and confession of our sin will now make us into ministers of reconciliation, that we have new obedience, new dedication, new commitment, new passion, new purpose, new vision, and new results. Yes, much fruit. And if you're not getting it, stop right there. It's okay. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. All you got to do is put the old behind. Sin, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, unfinished commitments, and dedicate yourself to stay in Jesus. Most of us have experienced him. Most of us have been there, but we don't stay there. And that's the only difference between most of us you see is that I know for me, I'm no good if I'm not there. And I cannot, I can't survive any other way. Point blank. That's my thirst. That's my desire. Because I know if I turn back what the results are. I know if I that's done. Swish. See, swish. Swish. I love that Swish ministry. I ain't got to even talk about that no more. I'm done with that Swish. No. Come on, enemy, get out of my way. You just Swish. You know, you can't even fade me with that no more. Come on. Come harder, homie. Come harder, because the more you study God in preparation, the more you are already prepared for the enemy, because he can't come at you with nothing that God has not already defeated. Somebody ought to preach that one. In the mighty name of Jesus. Woo, family. I went farther than I thought I was tonight. I was really planning on just doing about 30 minutes just to open and to just expound on the crossover, because so we could be on one accord. And God spoke, and he spoke clearly. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word. Yes, Lord, we love to talk about you, Jesus. We love to acknowledge that through Jesus we can have a relationship with God. And we know that by having a relationship with God, he left us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that we could continue in divine relationship. Oh, my God, we love you. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for the sacrifice, but we also thank you for the life that you exemplify right now. We are free, and we are free indeed. We celebrate you today because of the life that you gave each and every one of us. A life of everlasting, a life of no more perishing, not by power, not by might, not by devices, but by the Spirit. We thank you and we honor you. We worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, don't hang up on me. I'm open the lines, but if we could just get into a place of worship for a moment, just to worship him. Get a prayer. Let's get a prayer vision going on. Just if we got some people that will pray with me tonight, dial one. Let's start praying. Let's get ready. Let's really prepare ourselves. We're asking all of the ministers that are part of the crossover that are going to be releasing by the Holy Spirit that you take on a personal fast. I'm not calling what you should fast on. You know what God told you need to get rid of for a minute. Start now. Get yourself ready. I'm going 24 hours prior to the revival beginning, and I'm going to be there the whole 24 hours. I can't get out of it. I'm going to be there the whole 24 hours. So I'm going to rest the day before as much as I can and go forward and commit to that time. But we want to give back to the Lord that he can really use us, that as we sacrifice ourselves, he really moves through us. That people's lives are really changed, that are really rearranged and are really transformed by the renewing of our minds. Minister Terry, good evening and welcome to Let's Talk Jesus, the crossover orientation, if that's what we're going to call it. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening, family, Pastor E, and all the listeners. I tell you, Pastor E, today has been a wonderful day, and I thank God. I woke up thanking him, and I thank them all during the day. And you know what? I spent most of the day, and you spoke some of what I was reading today. I was reading and listening to the whole Romans. Because, I prayed to him today. I prayed up to Heavenly Father God. I told him I need. I didn't want. I need more time. More time, Father, just to meditate and absorb and to be into your word and receive so much from your word, because I know, you know, sometimes we have time, Pastor E, and I was speaking to the Heavenly Father, we have time to do so many other things, but we have to make time, make him the priority. And I told him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, just free up my time, have my priority, and make time so I can get more of your word. And I tell you, Pastor E, I was looking at the crossover, the lineup, and I just say it's a privilege and an honor to be amongst all the like believers that love Christ and the word of God that's going to go forth. I know God will be glorified because I'm just glorified because I know I've listened to the different ones that's on a panel, and I feel honored to be in the presence of those that are sharing the true word of God, the true word of God that, like you said, not so we can go horizontal, that we can elevate and become closer to him. But it's going to take some work, and I know myself, and I'm speaking personally, it takes work to do the work that he has called us for. So I pray to him today.
Oh, hallelujah.
Give me that time I need. I need this, Father. I don't just want it. I need this time. And I want more of his word. I'm telling you, I pray to him, Father God, I want more of your word. And I sacrifice. It takes a sacrifice. Sometimes you have to sacrifice sleep. You might have to sacrifice time eating, but you have to sacrifice to get his word. And like today, most people were off. And it's Christmas. A lot of people are doing things. And we know love is the essence and family is love and things like that. But the love of Christ, we can't forget. Cannot forget. He does everything. He has provided everything for us. He has provided the family we have, the friends we have, the clothes we wear. The Lord has provided us. We can't say we did nothing on our own. And you know what? I thank God for his word, because you know what, Pastor E? I didn't know this until I got to know and get into my personal relationship with him. I didn't know this. Everything was about me. No, it ain't about me. It's about him. And it's by giving him his praise and his honor, because he deserves it. I tell you, the more you know of Jesus, the more you want to know more, and the more you know you can share the love. So some people don't know him. They need to know that the Heavenly Father is there. He's available for all. All we have to do is access. I want to know more of Jesus. I need to know more of Jesus. Once we fool Jesus, hallelujah. I tell you, I spent this day.
I gotta have more of him. Ooh,
more
Jesus.
Of him. Ooh, I have to. I need it. You know, it ain't just no wants. You know, we go on our wants. No, I need him. I need more of him. I'm telling you, Pastor. Ooh, I say, Lord Jesus, finally.
Well, you know, you spoke a dynamic series message right there of needing more of him. It's really a spiritual balancing. We have to learn how to be in balance with God. I mean, knowing that the Lord balances those type of areas are very, very, very integral in the relationship with God. Because we have to know how to be on a balanced plane, on an even plane, and without being weighed left to right, but to let God really move. I'm excited for what God is doing here on this network, and that means everybody in the sound of my voice, nobody in particular, nobody special, but because he's doing such a great thing through every
Amen.
Broadcast here and through every minister, I am so excited for what's going to happen beginning on the 31st. God bless. Minister Carolyn, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Come on. I see some other folks out there that I'll even throw. I'm throwing under the bus tonight. I'm a little angry in the spirit. Go ahead and dial one and come on and get in the conversation. No, I'm just playing. But if you would like to say something tonight, dial one to get in the conversation. We are opening the lines. Minister Carolyn, good evening and welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor. Everyone else on the line, it's an honor to be on here today. And as always, I'm starting to pay a lot more attention to the words that are being spoken. And when you mentioned about the enemy coming to kill, steal, and destroy, I thought about that. Ever since we've been talking about the domestic violence and it's always now putting in what part do I play in it? So I was listening to you speak, and it's like the enemy, of course, once he gets into your mind, that's how he's able to do everything else. And then I thought about one time I said that I was set up and for something bad to happen to me. I was robbed. But the devil didn't do that. I done that, and I'm twisting it now to the biblical sense, because I'm my worst enemy. For instance, if you tell me to call you at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm to be mentored, and I don't call, I'm robbing myself of what the devil didn't do that. I done that because I knew the alarm clock was supposed to go off. I was supposed to, the devil didn't have nothing to do with that. That was all me. That was Carolyn. So first and foremost, I have to admit my wrongs. You have to be able to separate what the devil is doing and what you're doing. And ever since I heard you say that, you speaking. Now, since Pastor Terry talked and you continue to talk, I kept thinking, what else have I done? You know, some things that the devil came, well, we say, kill, steal, destroy. I have to think, what did I do? I destroyed relationships with people. He didn't do it. It may have been the drug that I was under. Okay, the devil took me to a space in my life, but I knew once I was on that drug, what was going to happen. I knew when I relapsed, once I relapsed, what was going to happen. So maybe one time he could do it to you. But the other times, it's like you are allowing yourself to be misled because you know better. That's just the way I'm perceiving it, like right now. Maybe I'm wrong, but just the way that I'm thinking is I'm setting myself up for wrong to happen to me. And
you ain't wrong. Exactly. You preaching, girl. You preaching. You ain't wrong. You are preaching.
Another example is the pastor up here in Lancaster has been constantly telling me, Carolyn, when you're ready, just come on in here and we can use your organization with the church because I need it and I got kids. And I keep saying, I don't want to keep running back to L.A. I don't want to keep. But then the Lord is trying to increase my territory. And here we have somebody that is saying, come on, if I have to get you off of it. But I'm not following the instructions. He sent the man of God to say, I will help you. I didn't follow the instructions when he said, wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So if your phone is gone or your phone bill ain't paid, there's other people in the house. Grab their phone and dial Pastor E number. I mean, I'm looking at the alternatives to myself. It wasn't the devil destroying. God is steady trying to set up things. I'm destroying them because I'm in my own will.
Man,
so now
that's
I know
confession.
That my new year, my thing is to get really a closer walk with God. How can my territory be expanded? How can it be increased if I'm not taking care of the territory that he's already given me? It's insane. So I'm not going to blame it on the devil. I'm going to take full responsibility. I'm blaming it on Carolyn. But the crossover is going to be greater, if that's what I'm going to share.
Amen, amen. No, you know what? I like I told you, don't stop. I know there may be voices. You talk too much. You tell too much. In this scene here, this is confession to one another. And this is a trusted network. Believe me, I'm not going to open the lines. If somebody got an opinion, that's on them. But this is a trusted network that we need to learn to really be able to confess ourselves. I'm so transparent here. I get off a lot of stuff just in ministering, but it's through transparency to get it off my chest and to let it go. And if we don't start talking about it and continually talking about it, that's why you encourage me that even when you know you did something not all the way, you confess, you come forward and you like me, I see, you know, that was always my biggest problem, Carolyn, Mr. Carolyn, is that, something would happen. I say, I'm sorry. I expect it to be over with. You still mad, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on, let's move it on. That was all, you know, always me. But most people ain't like that. They hold on a little longer. But I learned that when you confess, you can talk about it and freedom comes through that. So I salute you again. Continue. And Tuesdays and Wednesdays are still open for you. I ain't cut you off yet, but I'm glad you said what you said tonight because I definitely will answer. Apostle Barbara, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E and the rest of the family here. Good evening, woman of God.
Merry Christmas. How are you guys doing? Praise the Lord. New birth every day. I thought about what you were talking about. When you were talking about I am the real vine, and my Father is the former. So for you to give us this platform to come and connect right now, how the Lord, he cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. And if every branch that is a grape bearing, he prunes back. So it will bear even more. And you are already pruned back by the message that the Lord has already given. So what you're saying to me is I've offered each and every one of you a chance to connect. Because if we don't connect, then how are we going to be able to get the branch that is not bearing to prune back so that we can have more and more? And the more I hear testimonies, the more you give it out. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, but pressing. And when we press, then he can let us multiply. And then it came to me, live in me, make your home in me, make your home in Jesus. And here it is, you open the door for us to come in, make our home in Jesus, just as he would do it, the same way that branch can't bear grapes by itself. We need to connect with someone. And by being joined to that vine, then you can bear fruit. Unless you are already, you can't bear it unless you already, you know, you can't connect with Jesus. And that's all you're saying. That's all we're saying. This is a new day, a new season, new beginning. And we're crossing over. And we got to multiply. We got to be fruit producers. And I love that. I love that. Never let anyone discourage you about your testimony. You can never say enough. Because there are always someone going through worse than us. So I thank God for you. I thank God for you sharing it, for being transparent. Because you're encouraging so many people that have fell by the wayside. So love it.
Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, woman of God.
Merry Christmas to you.
I know that your family has just been tremendously blessed today, and I'm just so connected with this whole network. Is that geographically we are way far, all of us, but spiritually I know we're connected, and I thank God for you. Can't wait until God delivers this. Oh, I can't wait for this word. This is going to be pretty dynamic. Oh my God.
Somebody
need to write a book.
Awesome.
I need a stenographer. I'm praying for a stenographer that can listen to this thing and can do the whole broadcast. Oh man, if I could get that, oh my God, that would be the memoirs of the crossover. Oh, Jesus. I don't know if anybody felt that. Somebody know a stenographer.
Glory,
they need to listen to me. Area code 310, last 4171. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with myself and the whole team here. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst. Hi, family. How you doing?
What's up, family? How are you?
I am perfect in Christ, and I'm honored to be a servant. I'm always honored to be a servant. And the time for transformation is now. It's time for the church to step up now. It's time because people are willing to listen to us now because they don't have no other option. It's time for us to really go hard and go home, or go home, and going home is no option. It's time to really feed people. We've been giving them baby food, and it's time to give them filet mignon so they can stand on the word in this day and time. And us coming during the 24 hours on one accord is going to be powerful, but on so many levels.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm excited. Woo! I had to mute myself because I'm just grinning after I get off the broadcast. I don't know if anybody ever grins so much your cheeks just be like sore. Like, I got a face workout. Ooh, the joy of the Lord is a great thing. I'm so honored to have you. And I just want to tell everybody out there that this was not a long, drawn-out picking process or choosing process. We sent out invitations way back in January. And then we went from whatever we received then, and then we went to the next phase. We sent out more invitations. Some we sent out twice. And then the next phase came in. And then finally, we just sent out the final invitations. And the Lord sent those that just say yes. I learned that when it gets into a place, and this may help somebody out there, when there's contemplation or or I need to do this and that. God moves now when it's in agreement. And we have to look for those. It may not be the one you thought you wanted on there, or the one with the most people, or the one, but the people that say yes are more powerful than the people that you keep trying to make do something that God says they should do. So I honor every one of my team members, my family members, my covenant partners that have just been obedient to God and said, okay, all right, I'll take that time. And I've had to go back and say, man, could you switch this time? And, yes, Pastor, no problem. And this is just such a celebration of one crossing over together. I just thank you, Evangelist Ouellette, Apostle Barbara, Minister Terry. I know the three of you are on the panel. I see some others on here. I'm not going to put them under the bus, as I said tonight, because I know some people are doing some other things. And we don't want you to hang up just because I said the bus. That always happens too. But what I just do want to do in closing is to get everyone just to accept the invite on Facebook. I've invited everybody there, and invite from your own friends. Invite 5, 10 people, 20 people. Let them know that this is available for 24 hours, and I believe it's going to touch a lot of people. We've been getting strong responses of when. Give me the flyer. We're printing out 100 flyers tomorrow and going to pass them out all through Southern California, because there's a lot of people that are not going out, and there's some people live in areas that don't feel safe leaving their homes, that we're going to make this available to them, and we're believing God, oh my, that he be magnified, he be glorified, he be lifted up. Any closing remarks from our team? I want to open up the lines. Minister Terry, any closing remarks from you? I know we got 4 more days. We'll be on Man Up tomorrow. Well, no, Your Money Matters tomorrow with Minister Rashad. Then Wednesday on the Now Network News at 6, 8, 9, we'll talk some more about the crossover. And then Thursday night, I want to put this out there. Oh, my God. We don't have a Women Speak Now minister for that evening. Apostle Lucretia had a previous engagement, and we were only doing this for the remainder of the season of 2017. And we'll be taking Women Speak Now to another level next season by bringing back the collaboration that's going to be with myself and Minister Charlene. But on Thursday night, we don't have anybody to fill the slot. If you got a word in you and you would like to share, one of my covenant partners, send me a message. Let me know you got a word. We'll get you in that slot.
I want to.
Hello?
Amen.
Wait, somebody said what?
I'll do it. I did.
Oh, okay. When?
Evangelist Ouellette.
Now.
Okay, so Minister Terry is our host. She is our host for Women Speak Now on Thursday evening. That's done.
Evangelist Ouellette.
Evangelist Ouellette said yes.
Oh, that was Evangelist Ouellette. Y'all sound
alike. We sound alike. We're sisters. We are sisters. We sound alike. Amen.
Well, I know you guys have met each other before. So anyway, okay, Evangelist Ouellette. Cool.
Now Ouellette is Ouellette.
Will it? I'll be there with her. Amen.
I've been calling her Ouellette forever. Don't leave me alone. Shoot. Anyway, Evangelist Ouellette will be doing Women Speak Now on Thursday night. Get ready. That is 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Women Speak Now with our host for that evening, Evangelist Ouellette. Amen. And the rest of our ladies that are going to be there too. Closing remarks, lady. Minister Terry, you go first.
You know what, Pastor? I just want to tell all the listeners, all the family, everybody was saying Merry Christmas. But you know, when I break Christmas down, I say it, Christ Mas. And Mas in Spanish is more. Christ more. So we have to always realize, yes, we have to remember, it's all about Jesus. You know, it's all the whole season is all about Jesus. Every day, all day long, all about Jesus. So, love you all, family. God bless. Looking forward to our crossover. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Carolyn, any closing remarks from you? Prayer requests? Anything you'd like to say?
I just want to say I thank everybody on this line that have installed things in me, that have prayed for me, and I just seek prayer that next year will be much, much better, and that I increase in God and decrease in myself.
Amen, amen, amen. Apostle Barbara, any closing remarks from you? All right, amen. I know she's dealing with grandkids. Evangelist Willette, give us a little prelim. What could we look forward to on Thursday night in your closing remarks?
In closing remarks, I just want to encourage each person in their walk, in their spiritual walk, to walk, take the limits off. Take the limits off of God and do what he's called you to be that exceptional man or woman that he's called us to be. And never, 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 and I do repeat, never again, water down your testimony. Never feel guilty about your testimony. The reason why he gave you that testimony, because somebody is where you were, where he delivered you from. And they need to hear your word in order to give them some kind of hope that they need, that they can keep going. So don't water down your testimony. It's time for us to be transparent, to be real, so people can be healed.
Amen, amen. That was dynamic. I'm just going to say this. Ask in faith. Bible says in James 1, verse 5 through 7, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. You got to ask in faith, but first of all, you got to stand in faith and believe in him. God bless you, family. I want you to know that you are loved, you are honored, you are appreciated. But the most important thing I can say to you tonight before we close out is that you are beautifully made by God. I don't care what negative word has been spoken into your life. I'm talking about them old words, stuff that you think you got over late in the midnight hour. It comes up and says you're stupid, you're no good, you're not worthy. I dare you to resist those words and they will flee. Spirit of the Lord, renew you. Let the Spirit of the Lord restore you, and let the Spirit of the Lord make you new by your confession of your faith. God bless you, family. You are loved. God bless.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.